is don't give up. Keep going.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen, you're going to swing and a miss. You're going to take your five and it's only going to make you six. And then you're going to take your six and it's only going to make you eight. You're going to be like, this ain't worth it. But all of a sudden you're going to take your eight. It's going to make you 24. And you're going to be like, holy crap, this really works, doesn't it? That's what passive investing is. But it's also having to be strategic. If you already have a machine in place,
hello, hello. Welcome to the Five Talents Podcast. I'm your host, Abel Pacheco. I interview the top commercial real estate investors and industry experts so you can learn from their experiences. So if you're an investor, a high W-2 earner, or real estate or tech sales professional that wants to invest in real estate without having to manage properties or leave your day job, then this podcast is for you. Or if you're already investing in real estate, but you're doing it part-time and you want to become a full-time multifamily or full-time commercial real estate investor, this podcast is for you too. You're going to learn a ton. You will learn from real-life multifamily investors and other professionals in the industry. They're going to share their blueprints for success, and I'm super excited that you're here. So I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, hello. This is Abel Pacheco, your host for the Five Talents Podcast. We are super excited today. We have just an amazing guest, Mr. John Maness, which has a tremendous background in commercial real estate investing. And just, you know, talking before the show started, he's one of those investors that has always kind of followed his, I don't want to say his intuition, is the path forward is an amazing story. So I'm excited to hear a little bit more about it. Back in the, I think it was the Carlton Sheets days, right, John?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And now towards commercial real estate and putting together funds and helping other passive investors make great returns and working on a number of other active and passive, you know, investments. So John Maness, thank you very much. Let me turn it over to you. Could you give us an introduction? Tell us about your background, because it is, you got a vast array in the commercial real estate space and entrepreneurship in general.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I've watched you everywhere on social media. So congratulations to your success. And I'm honored to be on your podcast because you've really kicked ass in what you're doing. So thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, John.
No problem. So as I was explaining to you a little bit ago, is my career in real estate started when I was 23 years old. I'm 53 now. So 30 years ago, I bought my first house, you know, that I lived in at 23. And I knew that there was a path to financial freedom way back then. And I just didn't know how to get there. So I was telling you that me and my brother were sitting on a sofa. He moved in with me after I bought my house. And John Sheets commercial came on the TV on how to buy real estate with no money. And it was $160. And I said to my brother, James, hey, let's split that. And James said, I ain't got 80 bucks. I said, well, I don't have $160. So a buddy of mine said, why don't you just go buy a book and read how to do it? So I went and bought a book, and there started my real estate venture into how to buy single family. I bought some threeplexes and fourplexes, or you know what nowadays everybody calls multifamily. I bought some small multifamily. And over the last 30 years, at the same time as chasing my career in retail, I also chased my financial freedom through real estate, both actively and passively. For me, experience started out actively, eventually ended up in some passive type of investments, which I'll explain. Fast forward, 17-year career in retail. I was burnt out on retail, so I applied for a district manager's job in self-storage with the fourth largest self-storage company in the United States. At the time, it was called Uncle Bob's. It's now called Life Storage.
Wow. And the orange, so Life Storage, right?
No, they're blue and yellow.
Okay, so maybe I'm thinking about the other brand. Either way, it's Life Storage. They're everywhere.
Public storage, yeah. So I became a district manager with them, and which kind of complemented, like, I had a bit of a construction background, I had a bit of sales background, but also had the personal real estate side that I had been doing for years
You were if I can pause you real quick, sure. John, because this is a great story. And I want both active and passive investor listeners to kind of really hear how it all happened, right? So this was 17 years, plenty of good amount of time. You took that first deal. It sounded like you paid for coaching or paid for training. You learned how to do, you know, something. You partnered on your first deal, if you want to call it that way. And you raised capital. You raised $80, right?
Yep.
And when
he said, my first passive investor told me no. told me no.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you figured out, hey, this is the education. And then you implemented how many deals, whether single or multi, roughly speaking, was it like 5 or 10 or was it like 20 or 30? Was it over the time? Just high
level. Over that 17 years was probably 15 or 20. 15 to 20 deals. So
this is something that I want to highlight, because how many millions of dollars, roughly speaking, are you invested in today? Roughly speaking, high level.
120 million.
Okay. So I understand from the partnership aspect, you know, most people, when I say $100 million, I go, I'm not a $100 million guy, but I'm invested. I own a piece of it.
Now, neither am I.
And so this is where most people don't, you know, really get it, but you're in 100 plus million dollars worth of commercial real estate in one shape, form, or another. You have a piece of it. And it took you 17 years to get to, like you said, 10 to 15 properties. So some people can take that end result and say, well, how did you do that? And how did you do it, make that happen? Well, that was a lot of work. That was 17 years up into this process. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's a long time coming.
It's funny, because if you look at me right now, I started my own company 5 years ago to bring in those passive investors and, you know, springboard this whole thing. And if you look at me, like in the last 4.5 years, you would think I was an overnight success, right? Mm-hmm. But there was 25 years prior to that.
Yeah.
So there's another point that you made about the educational piece and so on. And that's where I was going with the Uncle Bob story. Is I chose, my path was I chose to get that education and knowledge by trading my time for money in a job. So I chose to put my real estate career on steroids. When you want to go learn about real estate, I always say you can either buy it or you can go learn it, right? So in my case, I wasn't going to go buy that education. I went and traded my time for money, and I learned how to run these assets while getting paid, because I went to work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to, I got my education about storage, not about real estate, but I got my education about storage on somebody else's dime.
Yeah.
I didn't even do it on my own dime. So I always say I learned how to run them at Uncle Bob's. And then I went on to be the COO of a company here in Houston. And I learned how to buy them and fix them up and underwrite them and everything. So I got my extended, really high level knowledge from that second trading my time for money.
Yeah.
And then I had some money. And on my first self storage deal, I became a passive investor on that with $100,000.
Yeah.
So through trading my time for money and getting the education at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's pause on this too, because this is a really good topic for any passive investor, any investor that's, they take a story like yours. And like you said, in the last few years, like, oh, you're overnight success. So that overnight success was 20 years in the making. It's the same with mine. We went from 8 doors to 800 doors plus, and we did that in under 2 years, but people don't really grasp the 12 years that me and my wife were investing in single family, just grinding out one deal after one deal. And finally, you can pull out. We traded time for money. We did the exact same thing you did, just in different asset classes. We traded time for money at work. We invested into, you know, our real estate portfolio. And then we were able to pull out a good grip of our capital and then invest passively. And now we do the same. It's an ongoing virtuous cycle for anyone listening. How do I figure out how to get passive income? Well, you need active income first. you trade time for money, and then you figure out how to put it in passive, and you keep doing that, repeating that cycle, and eventually your passive income, you know, the seeds that you plant become trees, and then eventually they start to pay off, and just keep doing that over and over again, right, John?
So yeah, the interesting part about that for my journey has been now over the, you talk about passive income and passive investments. And once I had a core business of my own, being storage, and I was taking in passive investors as well as passively investing in my own deals. In theory, I'm active, but I mean, I'm taking and recycling my own money into my own deals. I then looked at that business model and said to myself, all right, what other business models pertain to this that I can invest in passively? And in the last 4.5 years, we have passively invested in a marketing company called Fineview Marketing out of Austin, Texas. So we're a passive investor in that company that does all the marketing for us on the asset level and on the store level. We're a passive investor in our tenant insurance program that we offer to our customers. We are a passive investor in a construction company that does all the repair and maintenance on our facilities. We are a passive, my business partner, Robbie Dunn, has a 30-year background where he traded his time for money in the insurance business, like your auto and home. Well, now we're passive investors in an insurance company that does auto and home. And it's interesting because I just calculated this, that just in passive investments for me personally, over the last 3 or 4 years, I've been able to generate about $130,000 a year of passive income off of my passive investments.
Yeah, I love it.
And I don't have to do anything for it now. It does itself. And because I've invested in these different businesses, and bluntly, though, that $130,000 has nothing to do with any of my storage assets. That's all my passive income that just generates itself.
Yeah, that's awesome. Kudos and congratulations, because $130K and what most people don't probably won't get until they're in the space and you're actively investing, whether it's passive, active, your money's invested, is that you have an amazing tax benefit as well.
Yes, I do.
So $130K with high tax benefits is different than $130K from a W-2 job, which the government takes 30% of that right off the bat. And $130K passive, when you have the right tax strategy, like I'm assuming that you do,
I do.
You see the majority of that $130K, if not all, right? So maybe if you can illuminate just a little bit of that mindset for others so they really get it.
So it's interesting because I said it has nothing to do with my storage side of my business. So I also want to be clear to the audience that I'm speaking to, because I built an active business so that I could passively invest. And I think that's where everybody wants to get to in life. And if you're in the audience right now, sitting there going, well, I don't have $100,000 to put into my first deal. Don't you worry. I get it. I didn't have $160 to buy John Sheets' thing. So yeah. I get it. So I had to build, either trade my time for money or build something that gave me fees or that I got a little bit of income out of my active income in order to collect this little nest egg to then compound that and so on.
Yeah.
I heard a story. This is helpful to your audience. I heard a story years ago by Tony Robbins that he talked about the power of compounding. And he said, all right, we're going to play an 18-hole golf course. And he said, on the first hole, we're going to bet 10 cents. Are you in? Are you in? So I'm betting on myself. So we put in 10 cents. On the second hole, we're going to bet 20 cents. Are you still in? Well, if you do that over a period of time, and I'm talking about this 20 and 30 years that we've been talking about, What happens is 10 cents becomes 20, 20 becomes 40, 40 becomes 80, 80 becomes 160, 160. By the time you compound it to the 18th hole, the 18th hole is $13,000. So what happens over time is when you guys are out there and you're saying, well, I don't have any money. I don't have $100,000. Okay, that's fine. Take $5,000. Invest that passively. Make it compound to 10. Take 10. Invest it passively. Make it 20. Well, here's what happens. Most people get to the 20. They've worked their ass off to get to 20. And they go, man, this ain't worth it. This is just not worth it. I've killed myself to make $20,000. This sucks, right? But that's when they give up. I didn't give up. I took my 20. I made it 40. I took my 40,000. I made it 80,000. And I kept compounding it. And then I started to think strategically, okay, what businesses can I invest in off of my core businesses that not only create passive income, but compound my net worth?
Yeah.
And then my net worth grows, and so on and so on. So if I can give any nugget to your investors, is don't give up.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen, you're going to swing and a miss. You're going to swing and a miss. You're going to take your five and it's only going to make you six. And then you're going to take your six and it's only going to make you eight. And you're going to be like, this ain't worth it. But all of a sudden you're going to take your eight. It's going to make you 24. And you're going to be like, holy crap, this really works, doesn't it? So that's what passive investing is, but it's also having to be strategic. If you already have a machine in place, and I'll give you an example, is our tenant insurance in our stores. We invested money up front to create an insurance program that the teams can sell at the store level. I did the passive investment up front, but I don't do anything on a daily basis, and that investment is now spinning off about $70,000 a year, and I do nothing. So you also have to think strategically and pay attention to opportunities. If you're a passive investor, it's you have to look at who the person is you're investing in. That is really, really important.
The team, absolutely crucial. The people. Leading the deal, the people that are actually active, that's absolutely key in any of these investments. You want to put your money with somebody that you know is going to have grit and determination and finish through, because they're going to have obstacles and challenges. It always comes up, but can they push through to completion, right? Hello, hello. You're listening to the Five Talents Podcast. I'm your host, Abel Pacheco. If you're enjoying this podcast, then I know you're serious about achieving financial freedom. Are you ready to create your own path through multifamily investing for yourself and your family? Then I know you're going to appreciate our investor's guide to multifamily investing. It's titled Tackling Commercial Real Estate the Easy Way. We use this guide to invest ourselves in $93 million worth of real estate. So we're going to show you the basic mechanics of multifamily syndications and how to evaluate your next passive investment opportunity. So the best part, if you subscribe to our podcast now, leave us a review and a rating, I'm going to give you a free copy of our ebook. So please take a moment to do that now. Once you've done that, go to 5tcre.com/ebook, 5tcre.com/ebook. Make sure to let us know you left a review and we're going to send you a free copy. So thank you so much for subscribing to the Five Talents Podcast. We really appreciate it.
Yep. But then once you do that and once you look at the team and so on, also look at what plays off of that and what other things. You already know you got this core piece that you're investing in, but what other businesses work on their business of the person that you're investing in? And then look at those businesses, and if there's an opportunity to invest in them, you've already got the core business. So as long as you got the core business, this business should be successful off of that one.
Yeah.
And then start to be strategic of where you do your passive investments. And that's how you compound the compound. And the cool part about it, where I said, looks like I'm an overnight success in the last 4.5 years, is when you get to like the 15th hole, it's like $3,200. And then when you get to the 16th, it's like $6,400. And then, so right now for me, I'm taking the $1,200 and making it 24. I'm taking the 24 and making it 36. And 3 years from now, when $10 million liquid, everybody goes, oh, well, how did that happen? Well, it's because I stayed at it and I kept at it. And I looked at all these opportunities and I weighed the risk. I looked at who the team was and whether I was going to invest in them. And bluntly, we invest in people.
Yeah.
We don't invest in deals.
Yeah.
So I would pick somebody like you and your wife, and I would invest in somebody like you and your wife. Mm-hmm. And have you've already created the machine, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you use a said general contractor to rehab all your multifamily and single family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say to you, hey, does he need an investment? Because I would invest in him.
He's doing well because we're doing well.
He's
right?
Kicking ass for you.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to kick ass and keep his business going. So I want to invest in him. Right. And that's how I look strategically. I don't look at just one parallel or one thing. I look at how I can collect nickels that then make dollars. I then look at how I can take those dollars and make them $10 and so on. I begin with the end in mind.
And there's how you get invested in $100 million+ portfolio in commercial real estate, my friend.
That's correct.
From here to there. That's awesome, John. Your story is so inspiring. And it's like many other people and individuals that I speak to that are invested in hundreds of millions of dollars in commercial real estate. It's just they kept at it, you know, little by little. And then it compounds over time and they didn't stop. And you know, we have obstacles and challenges arise. We always do. And we just keep going. And your approach to education is pretty awesome too. I talk to younger people a lot, 21, 22, 23. Hey, how do I get to where you're at? And I go, well, at your age, like, you know, if you really want to do what I'm going to do, there are multiple different avenues to go work for, volunteer for, serve. Jake and Gino was on my podcast and they said, Gino said, you either pay to play or seek to serve. And I agree, you know, volunteer to work for free or pay for education and courses with people that are doing what you want to do and you validate and verify. But if you can do that, you're going to fast forward your way there. The way you did it, you actually got paid. You got paid to learn where other people had to pay to learn. You went and got a job at the self-storage at that spot. You learned, you know, the inner workings, how to work it, how to make the money. And you were getting paid through that process. And then you did it for yourself. And that model is like many of the other successful startup companies, tech, entrepreneurial, is they see something winning. And then they go, they outsource for it with the company that's doing very well. And as they outsource, they learn how the company that's outsourcing does it. And then they just insource it. Once they have the plan, they just, you know, rinse and repeat, right? So that's super awesome. There's definitely another way.
So you mentioned a word that always triggers me for a thought, and that's education. And I want to kind of decipher and split up two words to your audience. And
please,
it's education versus knowledge. So if somebody looks at me with the success that we've been able to achieve, I also want to communicate to everybody, I never went to college. I do not have a college degree. I went to three schools in my senior year of high school just to get the hell out, so that I could graduate and get a diploma. I've never stepped foot in a college. So formalized education versus knowledge is two totally separate things. So for the youth of today that feels like you need to go get this master's degree or spend $120,000 on all this education, if you spent the same time, energy, and effort in learning and gaining knowledge in what you, Abe, does or what I do, or trade that same amount of time without the money to be as dedicated internally as an employee for me or for you, you could tenfold crush your wealth than going and sitting in a class where they don't teach you how to trip and fall on your face and then pick yourself up and dust yourself off. We actually let you go trip and fall on your face.
Yeah.
The school system doesn't. So I also want to highlight, in my mind, education and knowledge are two totally different things. I went to work for somebody else to gain the knowledge to be able to do what I do now. And I expose myself to people like you that gives me ideas and nuggets. You know, They all say you are what you associate with. Well, if you look at all my inner circle, they're all entrepreneurial people. They're all highly successful. And they keep a grounded, like none of them live in $1 million homes. None of them drive Lamborghinis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But all of them are extremely wealthy. They stay very grounded, and they're on my board of directors, and they don't even know it.
Yeah,
I go to them for knowledge when I think something's screwing up. And that, to me, and I'm not saying don't go to school, boys and girls. What I'm saying is that, to me, is well worth the trade-off of time to go gain that knowledge versus going to sit in a class that may or may not make you any money in the future.
That's so awesome, John. Thank you for kind of taking the time to reiterate or just highlight this, because a few things that I absolutely resonate with. One, the knowledge. I have a coach that I meet with once a week, Marcus Ogden, and he's a former NFL football player and construction guy, and he made millions and lost it. And now he's a public speaker and two-time author, bestseller, whatever. He's an amazing individual. And he says a lot, knowledge is power, but knowledge implemented will absolutely change your life. And that's the, you know, it's like putting that to work. You have knowledge, whether formal or informal, man, you got to go put it to work. If you don't put it to work, it's not going to do anything. It's more like entertainment. And then you also mentioned the board of directors, your inner circle, the people that you're associating with. You know, I have a couple buddies. One is Lorenzo Gomez. He wrote a pretty good book, and he talks about the mentor. Get yourself some mentors. And I have another buddy, Jamie Hong, which is CEO of NOAA Technologies in San Antonio, who does amazing. And he talks about your board of directors, those people that are around you that can help you with this stuff. And your network is absolutely your net worth. People that you associate with and just kind of driving you forward and feeding off each other. It's awesome, man. So thank you, John, for mentioning all those points. Hey, before, because we're close to time, and this has been an amazing conversation. I feel like we just scratched the surface, my friend. We'll have to talk again and just, you know, maybe have another interview down the road. But where can our network and potentially other investors, and maybe you can talk about this for a moment too, because today you're doing self-storage, you're putting together funds, you have some investment opportunities. Describe that just briefly, and then tell us where we can reach out to you and if we're interested in learning more about what you're doing.
Sure. So currently we syndicate deals. So we take in passive investors on self-storage deals, one of the best asset classes in commercial real estate. So we take them in deal by deal. But we just made a decision last week. We're going to create a $50 million fund by having a fund administrator. So those individuals that are listening that want to invest in a fund and diversify over a bunch of different assets versus taking the risk on one single asset, there's pros and cons to both. Mm-hmm. Higher risk, higher reward, lower risk, lower reward. But we're going to create a $50 million fund. We already have assets to put into that fund. On top of that, we own and manage all of our own assets, and we're going to start third-party management platform for self-storage. So anybody that goes out and wants to do this on their own and buy them but don't know what they're doing, they can get a hold of us as well, and we'll operate the facility for them because we're pretty good at that. Lastly, it's John at johnmanes, MANES.com is my email. My phone number is 210-818-1496. You can go to pinnaclestorageproperties.com and see my pretty face. Other than that, come join the fun. We're having a blast.
That's awesome. And he's got the right haircut as well.
So that's right.
I'll say that. Me and John go to the same barber here.
I got a t-shirt for Christmas that says, with a body like this, who needs hair?
You can send me one of those shirts. Yeah, that sounds awesome. I love it. Well, this has been an awesome conversation, and I really appreciate your time, John. Also, is there anything we didn't touch on today? anything you were hoping I asked and I just didn't get to, or something you want to highlight, or anything else, last insider wisdom, or drop a gem for anybody, anything in general, please share.
I have a servant's mentality and I give back. So if somebody is out there that is looking for mentorship or leadership, I invest in people. I am mentoring currently Leo, who is my Uber driver when I was in Miami a couple months ago.
So awesome.
So I give back, and I give back to people that are ambitious, listen, and are willing to head in a direction that I guide them in and willing to make mistakes. So you got my contact information. If you want to be mentored, or you want to trade your time for money and you have a skill set or something, we're going to continue to grow this machine, and I'm willing to give back and help.
That's awesome. Leo, your Uber driver from Miami. What, you know, yes. Somebody took you up on this offer though. You have to like act. You probably talked and exchanged, and I have a feeling he took the action. I have a feeling he reached out, and I have a feeling he kind of kept on, and now you're helping her coach and mentor him. It's not without his action, right?
I've done that over 100 times where I've given different people that I see that have potential. I've given them my business card. I've told them a little bit of this story that you're in now. And I tell them, I'll help you, but you have to take the step. And I've done it over 100 times. I've gotten about 3 calls wow. out of 100. And Leo is the only one that continually puts something on my calendar. Literally, we get off the telephone, I get an invite for my calendar 3 weeks later. Get off the phone 3 weeks later. And every 3 weeks, I have a call with Leo, and he's my Uber driver. That's all he was.
Yeah.
And he wants to get out of the rat race. So I'm going to help him get out of the rat race. So the problem is people do not take action.
Yeah.
And I want to see action. If I'm going to invest in you, I want to see action, period. I don't want anything from it. I want to see you successful, but you got to give me action. If you don't give me action, then I ain't giving you my time.
Yeah, that is just so powerful for the 97 other people that are listening or watching or kind of see this or hear it on our podcast. You absolutely need to move from the 97 to be one of the 3. And then of the 3, you need to be the 1, and that 1, you know, percent right there will absolutely, your life will be changed. And
I promise you it will. I've taken somebody that's worked for me. She's 27 years old now, never been to college, and she's running $100 million portfolio for us. And within the next year or two, she'll be a millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. So just got to get after it.
Because she takes action.
Just do it. Golly. Yep. You know, and that's, you just showing up is like half or more of the battle, you know, and then you get better from the 50 to 60, 70, 80%, you know, and then, you know, you reach that and you're going to have success. So anyways, that's awesome.
My buddy Dave, who owns Painting and More in San Antonio, it's a construction company that rehab storage and stuff. And he tells his son, who's now 15 or 16 years old, but has for the last 10 years, just show up. Because in the contract world, you go to get bids, the contractors don't even show up to give you the bid.
Yeah.
If you just show up, you've got a 90% shot at getting the job.
Yeah.
Show up.
Just get it.
So you got to take action.
I love it. This has been an amazing conversation, John. I really appreciate your time. Anybody that's on our podcast, please, if you found some value in today's conversation, which I believe you did, I was blown away by this conversation. I'm super excited. Go leave us a review and a written rating. Go reach out to John, take a little action. We would love you to be a subscriber. We would love a written review and a 5-star rating if you think this was valuable. And just, we sincerely appreciate your time. We hope to see you at our next show, whether you're watching Facebook Live or you're hearing this on the audio. So again, my name is Abel Pacheco, your host for the 5 Talents podcast. John, thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 5 Talents podcast with your host, myself, Abel Pacheco. Each week, we're going to bring you interviews from industry experts and commercial real estate investors who followed their dreams and achieved massive success. Before you leave, let me ask you a few questions. Did you enjoy this episode? Did you learn something valuable? Was your mind stretched to what's possible and what you can achieve? Do you want other experts just like the one you heard today? If you answered yes to any or all of those questions, then please take a moment to subscribe to the Five Talents Podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and most importantly, leave us a written review. Tell us what you liked, tell us your favorite guests, give us any feedback. I'm excited to learn and improve so you can get a more valuable show. So thank you again for subscribing to the Five Talents Podcast.